Writer and director David Jacobson won surprising critical acclaim for his 2002 biopic, Dahmer, based on the life of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Jacobson's new film, Down in the Valley, also is a study of aberrant psychology. He sets it in Southern California's San Fernando Valley, where he grew up. Film critic David Epstein has a review.
The love story, Down in the Valley, is both romantic and disturbing. More disturbing than romantic, actually. But the writer and director, David Jacobson, has caught hold of a romantic idea and done it full justice. How real love can bloom out of a mutual delusion. The female protagonist is Tobe. That's short for October, a California teenager played by Evan Rachel Wood. On a trip to the beach with her bubbly San Fernando Valley girlfriends, she gazes through the windshield of their car at the man pumping gas. He wears a cowboy hat and has a twang, and the other girls snicker. But something in her stirs. As played by Edward Norton, the man is rangy and diffident and soft-spoken. He tips his hat and says, "Ma'am." He's in a different universe from her widowed father, a conscientious but overbearing corrections officer played by David Morse. For his part, the cowboy, called Harlan, responds to the steadiness, the unvalley girlishness of Tobe's attraction to him. He thinks he can share his dreams with her, the dreams that take him out of the valley to the mountains, to the ranches and horses and trees above the smog line. Soon she's up there with him, captivated by his homespun poetry.
You think things have a purpose?
What do you mean?
You think everything has something it's supposed to do? Or be?
It's kind of a nice thought.
I sat here a lot of times. I looked at this tree. I wondered if that branch had a purpose. Maybe it's there to provide shade. Maybe it's gonna get cut down and make somebody a nice piece of furniture someday. Or maybe it's supposed to have a swing on it. I don't know, maybe it's just there so the tree can balance itself. I lean toward the swing. It seemed kind of hopeful to me. Now I see you sitting up there, and I know I was right.
Down in the Valley sounds cornball, but without giving too much away, I'll say that director Jacobson's vision is harder edged than it first appears. When Harlan gives Tobe a ride on the horse of a rancher he says he worked for, their afternoon is so transporting that she can't even process it when the cranky old rancher, played by Bruce Dern, claims to have no idea who Harlan is, and then has him arrested. How can a man like Harlan exist in this day and age, when even the Western movies he seems to spring from are dead? And what about the flip side of his movie cowboy persona, the obsession with guns and gunfights? Jacobson's touch is so airy that no matter how creepy the undercurrents, you can't help but hope that Harlan is for real, at least on some level. And Edward Norton is a wonder. He gives his characters, even when they're twisted, an emotional purity. Tobe and her little brother, played by yet another Culkin, Rory, hunger for the hope that Harlan gives them. When the point of view shifts from Tobe's to her father's, Down in the Valley becomes increasingly surreal. The climax feels like a hallucination. It erupts on the set of a movie western, Harlan's last stand against the real world. The movie is enchanting, appalling, and like its central character, one of a kind.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.